This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics, brand new sponsor. Can't thank them enough. They're serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. What do? Something you need. They supply portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand washing trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and everything you need when you're out at the desert, or in that case, anywhere else. Give them a call at 760-352-8383, and you can ask for a quote today. You can also visit their website at www.facebook.com/AlphaSite Logistics. Yeah. Pretty cool company.
Yeah, they're great.
What would you do without them?
They've donated a dumpster to us for our last few Lost Lizard Fun Runs out at Superstition. They give us wash stations, toilets, the whole nine yards.
So if you go use them, make sure you heard it right here on
SDORC Dirt Radio. Yes, definitely. We have an upcoming Superstition Desert Cleanup. We've teamed up with the Off-Road Vehicle Club of San Diego, and we're going to go out to Superstition on Saturday, March 20th, and do a desert cleanup. And they've donated a 40-yard roll-off dumpster for us for the event. So we're super excited for
Where's that base camp going to be?
We're going to be set up at the 6-mile marker off Wheeler Road. Come on down. We'll have pickers for you, trash bags for you. You sign a little thing and head on out and pick up some trash, come back, and we'll see what we can do to take care of you. We're trying to get together a little raffle, small little prizes that we can get together. So you bring back the most trash, bring back most unique find, anything like that. And we'll definitely hook you up with some prizes for coming out and hanging out with us for the day, picking up trash, cleaning up the desert. Here in studio with us, we have a special guest for the hour. We're very excited. It's such an honor to have in the studio Senator Brian Jones.
Good afternoon. It's great to be with you after chasing Dave up the freeway in that shiny red Corvette. My motorcycle was huffing and puffing trying to catch him and get here on time.
I was cruising.
There was no accusations made there. I just want to, you know.
He did try to give me a ticket, though. Right. I will say that.
Right.
Well, it's great being with you. Thank you for everything that you guys do and covering these important issues. And for your listeners, you know, you've got the all-star team here. With Audrey, Ed, and Dave, you know, making sure that our off-road access remains open, and SDORC and all the other organizations that are plugged into this, we need to make sure we keep supporting them and encouraging them, because they really are doing heavy volunteer work for all of us.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you stepping up this year. Look, you've got a bill that is huge for off-roading, and especially for racing and red sticker bikes.
Motorcycle guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Love your bill. So can you tell us about some of the bills that you've introduced this session?
Besides that one, we're going to talk about that one later?
Let's start with that one.
Okay, so SB 227 is a redo from last year. And unfortunately, I don't remember the number from last year, but you know, CARB's going to end the red sticker program, CARB, California Air Resources Board, which is obviously, you know, state agency. All the commissioners are appointed by the governor. So, you know, they don't like off-roading as it is. They don't like motorcycles as it is. So they've, a long time ago, said they were going to end the red sticker program. And so some parts of the community came to us last year and said, hey, we got to find a way to continue this. So we actually got CARB on board with our idea of moving it from CARB to Parks, and we got Parks on board with the idea.
That's huge.
It's
to
way
have
huge.
California Air Resources Board give that up, considering because the whole thing of it is the red sticker is goes to the two-stroke motor as opposed to the four-stroke motor.
Right. Well,
and so it's a little bit more polluting.
It's dirty four strokes, but the two strokes are worse.
Yes.
And Audrey and I went to the CARB facility when they were working on going through the public process. I went up there a couple times.
Yep.
And we've been following this really closely the whole way through. And so seeing your bill come up is like a ray of sunshine in a otherwise stormy day.
Right. Well, the good news is it passed both houses last year, the Senate and the Assembly. It passed the Senate unanimously. We ran into a little bit of misunderstood objection, opposition in the Assembly. So we're going to work on that this year. And
is that where they amended it and made some undesirable changes?
They amended it, watered it. I don't know if they watered it down. They just made it less palatable. And then there was a particular assemblywoman that's got an off-road park in her area that she's trying to close. So she just is an automatic no on anything off-roading. And so we got to, you know, work with her. You know, if we can get them to follow the science, like my opposition party likes to proclaim all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, then we'll win.
Have you ever thought about taking her out to the desert and putting her in a buggy? Or put her in a side by side.
Absolutely, yeah. We've made that invitation to several of the.
And they say no.
No, she was non-committal, but some of the other assembly members that you know don't understand this issue are willing to come out. So we've got to wait till the COVID stuff is over for them to be comfortable.
Because if anybody could set that up, Audrey could set that up.
No, I know. She had us out there. You set that up last time I came out with my staff, right?
You name it in California. If we need to be up near Sacramento, I will get you taken care of up near Sacramento.
Pismo Beach.
Yeah, I could do it at Pismo Beach.
We've got
friends there, too. The only thing with Pismo Beach is they're not allowing rentals onto, so I would have to line it up with personal owners and having theirs out there, which that's not any big deal either, believe me. I've got plenty of
motorsports. But, I mean, that's a tool in your toolbox.
Yeah. Absolutely. No,
especially
when
a politician says, no. So, well, have you ever eaten meatloaf? No. Well, then let's have some meatloaf so you can make an intelligent decision.
Exactly.
I like that analogy. That's good.
Which off-road park were you referring to?
The Carnegie one.
Carnegie, okay.
Good old Carnegie.
We'll talk about that, too. But so it passed the Senate unanimously. It went over to the Assembly. Like you're saying, it got amended a couple of times. It was stuck in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. We weren't sure we were going to get it out. The good thing about this particular bill and this idea is all three departments are on board, CARB, Parks, and DMV. You know, all three departments that are a part of this, you know, DMV because of the registration, and the governor's office, believe it or not. So all three That's departments great. Plus the governor's office put pressure on the Assembly Appropriations
Committee.
And so with some amendments, we got it out. It passed the floor. Unfortunately, it passed at midnight on August 31st, which is the deadline of the session. So it was because it passed.
Kind of dead in the water last year for that.
It had to come back to the Senate
for
concurrence, and that didn't happen. So we couldn't get it to the governor's desk. But he was going to sign it.
You were this close, too.
We could see it from there.
I'm personally hedging my bets, and I'm buying a brand new red sticker bike this year, one that I'm going to hang on to for a while.
Right.
If your build somehow something happens to it, it doesn't work,
right.
Then it's going to be difficult to get a high performance
off-road
motorcycle
that
you can use on public land.
Right.
Right. Right. Because you'll still be able to buy them, but you can't take them to the desert or the forest or the SVRA.
But it'll look really good in your family room.
Yeah. Well, you can take it to motocross tracks. Like, there's a lot of tracks around.
And you can take it to Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon, too.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, of course you can.
But if you take it take it to Utah, Arizona, or Idaho, you'll have to get a registration from that state also, in addition to your California registration.
Like,
and we're going to talk about that. That's a bill we have.
That's one of our bills that we have.
Can't we just all get along?
We'd love to.
You would think that
it would
be like a driver's license and it would be like universal, but unfortunately it's not.
Well, you can have individual licensing in every state. That's fine. But if I have a license in California, I should be able to go to all other 49 states with no issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's not that much money in it. I mean, it's not like
you can. Every state has reciprocity.
Yeah, that's
the word. If I drive to Arizona will be okay with my registration of my car.
Right.
And an
right.
Arizona driver
can take your bike.
And an Arizona driver can come to California right. and we're fine. But right. if you're a California off-roader and you go to Arizona, they do not recognize your California off-road vehicle registration.
Right. Well,
and they require you to buy theirs. Right. And that's the same with Utah and that's the same with Idaho.
Now, right. are Utah and Arizona reciprocal? If you have Arizonas and you go to Utah, do they acknowledge it? Or
oh, no. I don't know.
That's okay. a good question. That, look into that. Write that down.
I can remember that.
It'd be interesting to know if that's they're picking on California.
See if they're just picking on California.
Which I don't blame them if they do.
I think.
Hold it. We got to take a break.
Oh, yes. You are correct.
Do you see the clock?
I do.
Are you not my assistant?
I meant to tell you a little bit ago, but I wasn't going to interrupt him.
Oh, he's just a politician. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by
TDS, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, is holding their upcoming Desert Safari on Saturday, March 6th, this coming Saturday. We will be out there with them behind the Jack in a Box. You can find San Diego Off-Road Coalition near their merchandise area. This coming Saturday, March 6th, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Desert Safari out at Ocotillo Wells.
Ooh-wee.
Hopefully we get to see you all out there. To purchase a raffle ticket and participate, you have less than 24 hours left. You
That's
can
it?
Still purchase it online up until 12 o'clock noon tomorrow on March 1st. Monday, March 1st at 12 o'clock noon, the raffle tickets will be done. You have to buy online merchandise, and your order number is your raffle ticket number.
So let me ask you this. Do you have to be present?
You do not have to be present to win the raffle. So you can, from your order number, they have all of your information, and they will contact you. They will be doing it.
TDS4x4.com?
TDS4x4.com. They will be doing it live on Facebook for their raffle. That's next weekend, Saturday, March 6th, out at Ocotillo Wells.
Are you going?
I will be there all day. Kind of a silly question, huh? Yes, I know. I went from going to go off-roading all day to now I have, they said I can have an easy up. So I'm going to go promote myself. I'm going to promote SDORC and I will be on site all day long hanging out. I got special TDS Survivor stickers because of, you know, they can't have an official event because of COVID.
Well, of course.
So I got a little COVID
sticker
made of TDS Survivor. And then I had special SDORC TDS Survivor, my kind of social distancing stickers made. So we'll be out
what
there
about Rebel?
Selling stickers. And no, you can't. That's a personal. You don't sell Rebel stickers. You have to be a Rebel
no, I didn't say
to
you're
get a
sell
Rebel.
It, but you could sort of mention it. By the way, she's entered in the all girls Rebel rally that runs from Lake Tahoe to Glamis off-road with no modern technology.
Yeah.
A map and a hard compass. That's all they get.
But a modern vehicle.
But a modern vehicle,
yeah.
Yes. But they disable the GPS tracking on you.
I think I ran it. And they do they end up at Sheridan, the Sheridan Hotel?
Yes, down in.
I ran into that crew last year, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, because last year it was
on-site.
You
probably looked up and said, what the heck?
I see all these women driving in these, lifted up. I'm like, what is going on? And I was there.
Jeeps and off-road.
I was in a suit and tie for, another event. And these two
that
girls.
That was the gala, so they must have all come in looking gorgeous.
These two girls get out of a lifted up Armada, because they were brand new at the time. And they hadn't too many off-road packages on those. And my buddy runs the Nissan dealership. And I'm like, where'd they get that Armada from? That's exactly what we were going to build. And they're getting out in these little sundresses and stuff. I'm like, what is going on here?
So, yes,
I got
it
a
was
picture
the gala.
With them, actually. I'll have to
yeah, you'll have to
I,
dig
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Well, she's entered. She's entered this
Good
year.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And sponsored
Thank you.
By
Test
SDORC. And
yes.
So I didn't know if you were going to be able to say anything out at a TDS.
Well, yeah, of course. I'll be promoting everything, trying to get anything that I can.
Sponsorships.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So is Dave part of your road crew or what? What's going on with that?
No, at all. It's all women.
Well,
even your
no, my road
crew,
because my husband's gonna come. He'll be my media and do my media aspect of it.
Good
but,
for you.
But if she breaks down out on the race, she has to fix it.
I have to fix it. Yes.
What are you driving?
Well, I'm trying to get a vehicle still.
You know a Nissan guy? We're looking to get a Nissan.
And yeah, I'd
when is it? When is the rally?
October 7th through 16th.
And we'll put all the sponsorship.
You know what would be cool is to set you guys up with the new Frontier.
Well,
yeah.
Who's your buddy?
Yeah.
Masi Escondido.
Well, sure. Phil. Call Phil tell Phil that we'll give him radio, TV.
That's funny. He doesn't even say the name, and you know. He says Masi Escondido, and you go, oh, Phil. Well, because he said, you know everybody.
I don't want to say my buddy's name on the radio and throw him under the bus.
See, I can.
That runs the dealership. He just went over my head and went to the owner.
Yeah, I went to the owner. I just didn't go
to the general manager.
We're not going to start with the... Well, yeah. And it's good publicity. Nissan love it.
You know, the new Frontier, have you seen it?
Oh, I know. Yeah, that would be perfect.
I'm probably not supposed to do commercials for brands, but I used to work for Nissan, so.
Did you really?
Yeah. I worked for Phil.
No
at the
kidding.
Elk Home Store.
So what, were you a lot porter?
No, I was a salesman. I was the top salesman at the dealership.
Ooh,
I believe that.
A couple of times.
You are a smooth talker.
You will start bugging him now to get a hold of his buddy at Escondido.
Maybe.
I mean, it's a great. It's all girls. It's all positive, and it'll
it's
be great.
It's a great event.
Great publicity.
Yeah.
When was the last one? What was the date of the last one?
October.
It's always October 7th
October 2019.
Yeah.
She'll send you.
They did it in 2020 too.
Yeah, they did. So
they
she'll
did it
send
in
you all the info you can handle. So anyway, back to work.
Well, since we're talking about going in and out of the different
states, I got all our bills. We'll probably never get to.
Well, we are talking about bills and you know,
legislation bills is what we were talking about.
Yeah, and that's kind of
we're still talking about that. I thought we moved on to other things that are more exciting than actually talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I knew he was
talking about Sacramento.
Yeah,
like TDS next weekend.
Why would Brian want to talk about legislation?
Yeah, I got to go back up there.
Yeah,
that's all he does. Go back up there tomorrow and talk about it.
Oh my god.
Well,
that's here I found it.
All right, well we got a picture, but so what will be the next one that you want to mention?
Yeah, okay. Team 106. So that's awesome.
This reciprocity bill that we're sponsoring, we have a lobbyist, Kathy Lynch.
Yes.
You know Kathy? Yeah. So we're making a bill that says that if your state doesn't recognize California's off-road registration, then California doesn't recognize your state's off-road registration. Currently, we do.
Okay. Yes.
They can come in and they can drive around, and if you have an Idaho, a Utah, Arizona, Nevada off-road registration, you're fine. But if we go to those states, well, Nevada's okay. But if we go to Arizona, try to off-road, they'll say, no, here's your citation, or you need to get a Arizona registration.
Right.
So we want to, I don't know if punish is the right word, but we want to make it so that we treat them the way they treat us.
Well, have you guys tried to get those states to change their laws to recognize? That's probably more difficult.
It's hard because I don't live in
Arizona. To lobby Arizona.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and I live in San Diego. Right. It's hard to go to Phoenix.
Yeah.
They don't really want to hear us out
during the day, and I have a job. So we're going to just put it to them.
Okay.
So it originally started because an Arizona state senator found out that Arizona residents had to pay to go to Glamis, to the Imperial Sand Dunes.
Right.
Right. So he said, well, California's screwing with us. We're going to screw with them.
Right.
But he didn't understand that it's Bureau of Land Management and that everybody pays to go in there.
Right.
From every state.
Everybody has to pay to go in there. So they made a bill, and then Utah and Idaho followed them. Mm-hmm. And those states are more conservative than California. So if you sort of stand back and look at it, you can say, well, these conservative states are trying to stick it to the liberal state.
Right, right.
Now, if you look in California, the people who go off-roading, they're very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who go off-roading are like-minded to us. They're more Republican, more conservative. So they're kind of screwing with their own.
Right.
You know, they have people in California. They should take care of them.
Right, right, exactly.
You would think, right? Because maybe we could go.
I mean, just the fact that the senator didn't understand it was federal land. He didn't even do his research. And
makes us crazy.
His staff didn't even help him out. So, and then the bill passes through the legislature because nobody in the legislature took the time to find out about it. So, and then we didn't know what was going on because it's not in our state.
Right.
Yep.
It's just how things happen.
And then somebody goes over there and they get they have a problem and then they come back.
Right.
So
I gotta believe there's enough Californians that have moved to Arizona now. We could just outvote them at this point.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
That is funny.
But that's true. I mean,
it's true.
It's the California contingency to outvote the Arizona contingency. It's not R versus D in Arizona. It's C versus A.
He's so right.
A guy on my street moved to Texas yesterday. a guy who thinks like us, rode dirt bikes, and he's like, oh, I can't do this
when he
anymore.
When he gets to Texas, he'll be a moderate.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, and Arizona's not stupid. A friend of mine moved from Santee to Yuma and bought a 800-square-foot house with a one-car garage for $220,000.
Yeah.
So I asked a buddy of mine. He goes, oh, yeah, 2 years ago, I know exactly the complex she moved into. Those were $80,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
So
isn't that crazy? I didn't
say that sounded like a lot for Yuma. So right.
For 800 square foot, right? Yeah. Your garage.
Yeah.
That's tiny. That's exactly.
But, you know, and I think
80,000 2 years ago.
Think about it.
Inflation.
In Yuma.
Yeah.
Yuma. Things are so bad in California, we're driving up
to Yuma.
The property values in Yuma to the equal La Jolla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's sad, but it's true.
That's true. Yeah. So our end goal with this bill is to get these other states to change their way of doing business so that we can we can go back and forth without having
And what's that bill number?
That's AB 232.
And is it introduced already or no?
Yes.
It is. Yeah. Gallagher.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Why'd you give him that paper?
Oh, I've got it. Now I've got it as SB 232.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Senate bill? Jim Nielsen.
From my lobbyist,
I'm sorry. I'm incorrect.
I've got it as
Nielsen's bill in the Senate is the emergency services plan that you guys like.
Yes.
So I don't know what Gallagher's bill is.
Well, we'll send it. Okay. Send it to you.
I'll send to Andrew and John Mendez.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'll make sure they know how we feel about. We have a small list of bills.
Yours is included in that. Now, my question for you on your bill, when it went out, technically red sticker does, I guess, mainly migrate towards dirt bikes. I know that our issue last year with it was the fact that it didn't have
ATVs.
Trophy trucks, ATVs, modified. Okay. You're looking at the 4400 class, 4800 class, 4600 class, all those, the different modified buggies that are out there too. Okay. None of that, I don't think that actual verbiage was included in your bill. Do you know this year? Because that was an issue that we had with it last year. And I know this year, I think, because I just came from King of the Hammers, and that would drastically affect how that would play out.
I didn't know
out.
Those vehicles, the trucks, are red sticker currently?
Most of them are, yes.
I don't think so.
Some of the racing ones are. They do fall under red sticker category.
Right now, they will.
Because they,
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, because I know that.
I'm not really sure how that works.
I believe so, because Bob Hamm called it out as not, the verbiage was specifically missing. He reached out to a lot of the racers because it's going to directly affect it. So I'm wondering if that verbiage got added in.
My bill as currently written does not suppose trucks and cars and buggies.
I think it only says motorcycle.
I think we're trying to get ATVs included, but I'm not even sure right now that ATVs are included.
And so
Nina that I talked to, your staff? Yeah, we went back and forth on it, and Bob and I had found a part where it looked like it might
be Bob Hamm. Okay.
I don't know if
American
you know him. He used to work in the legislature.
Corva
and he's retired, but he helps Corva.
Right.
Yeah. So he's very knowledgeable about legislation, particularly the off-road program. So we were going over your bill, and we thought there was a part.
Oh, yes. We need to bring it back.
Send me a text tomorrow to remind me, and when I get up to Sacramento tomorrow,
But Nina straightened it out. Okay. She said, there's an error. She showed me a line that allowed what I thought would be not approved.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. Let's take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. If you broke down on the side of the road, if you're like me, and just last night I got a nail in my tire, woke up this morning with a flat and had to take my mom's car into on my new Jeep. My new Jeep just had a break. So tomorrow I will be taking my car to Wayne Miller Mobile Tire to have my flat fixed.
In fact, she has her own parking spot at Wayne Miller Tire, and it says Audrey Mason, all her vehicles. It's not even dictated. Now he's a great guy, and he does so much for the off-road community and the community in general. So we have a special guest in the house.
Yes, Senator Brian Jones. Yes. I was just asking the senator about his bill, SB 227, for the red sticker renewal, as the red sticker current legislation for the red stickers sunsets this coming year in 2022.
So what that means is that red sticker bikes, dirty racing motorcycles, will not be allowed to be registered and used on public land starting next year, 2022.
If my bill doesn't pass, that's correct.
If you're, aside from your bill, the Air Resources people have decided to end racing motorcycles on public land in order to make the air cleaner. So what Brian Jones is doing is he's carrying a bill that will make it so that racing motorcycles, if they're owned by racing people, they registered as racing motorcycles, they can use their motorcycles, they can race, and they can practice on public land.
Right.
And when you look at, like, how much pollution is in the air, these motorcycles are just this very small drop in a large bucket.
Well, they're not two-strokes, are they?
There's two and four-strokes.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's more four-stroke bikes, race bikes, now than there are two-stroke.
Oh, many, much more.
It used to be only. Because we went after the two-stroke industry, remember?
Yeah.
So and I get it, but when you sit back and look at the pollution factor, you got
let's get to the bottom line of the pollution factor and Carbon Air Resources Board, that over the last 30 to 40 years has shut down forest management.
Yep.
Has shut down vehicles that are usable for forest management. They've shut down emergency vehicles because they're, you know, they are dirty, diesel trucks. But every time we have a forest fire, every time we have one forest fire in California, that erases 100 years of car emissions in California.
Without a doubt. I mean,
that's a good way of looking at it.
Last year, the largest firestorm year in modern history in California erased centuries of everything we've done good.
Right.
To eliminate emissions out of vehicles.
And let me throw one at you.
And a lot of those, a lot of that fire last year, now it was caused naturally because a lot of it was lightning strikes.
Right.
But the fact that they got out of control and were uncontained for such a long period of time and burnt so much land and so much property is because of the forest management policies of this state over the last 30 or 40 years.
Well, there is no policy.
So, it's the policy is leave it alone. It's to not manage it. Right. Not what
and
they
it'll
call
be fine.
We posted. I'm hoping all of you are following me on Instagram and Twitter. We posted a comparison of the Feather River from 1910 to today, and the difference in the forestation. There's 400% more trees in many parts of California than was there 100 years
without
ago.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Wow.
So let me throw
those are not healthy forests.
No, they're not.
They're not
managed. They're not healthy. We used to manage our forests.
We call
forest.
That fuel load. Right. But the fuel load is higher.
But we used to manage it. We used to be really good about it. Let me throw one at you. U.S. Postal Service.
Yes, sir.
Those little POSs that run around your neighborhood belching black smoke.
Yeah.
I stopped.
Little four-cylinder diesels.
I stopped one the other day, and this one's gas. I stopped him, and I says, "What kind of mileage you get with this thing?" He says, "If I get 8, I'm doing really well."
Right.
Wow.
Now,
are you kidding me?
Why aren't we switching to electric for those?
Gosh.
Why wouldn't they be electric? Oh, I know, because U.S. Postal Service is bankrupt. But
they're getting ready to convert some of their stuff to
electric. The little ones that come around your neighborhood.
Right. Why can't they just do those in a golf cart?
Well, I know.
I mean, come on.
I would be better off.
They probably only drive 50 miles a day, if that much.
Because they're all routed. Right.
Don't get me wound up, Dave Stahl.
Well, but I'm just saying, when I hear these things, you know, sometimes, you know, the elephant in the room is.
There's always an elephant
in the
room.
But we don't want to go to that elephant.
There's always an element of truth that the left doesn't want to talk about when they're passing their policies.
That is correct.
There's two more bills we'd really like to talk about while you're here.
You got 6 minutes.
Okay. AB 564, Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher, Biodiversity Protection and Restoration Act. That's code for the 3030 bill.
Correct. It is. Yes.
Right. So
I was trying to figure out. I thought the 30-30 bill passed last year, but did the governor?
No,
they didn't. They didn't quite get to it.
It didn't quite get to it.
Okay,
so it's coming back again this year. AB 30.
Right?
Yes,
we knew that was coming.
We knew
back.
It was. We support it. We don't have
kind
an issue
what
with
it. Is for
don't
people that don't know what the 30-30.
You got to back up and don't say that.
The new one. Okay. Well, last year we
just explain it to the listeners that may not know what we're talking about.
So the president and the governor have both said that we want to protect 30% of the land and the waters in the country.
Right.
Right. And in California.
By 2030.
By the year 2030.
Right.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we have to carefully define what protect means.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Does that include current activities, or does that mean drawing a big circle and putting a fence around it and nobody can go in there?
Yeah, mostly it's that the latter. They're not.
That's what we're fearful of.
They're not protecting it for access. So, they're not protecting it for us to go enjoy it. They're protecting it for to draw a circle around it, close it off, and only the government-approved experts that are going in there to do some kind of study will have access to it, and leaving the rest of the public out, even though it's public lands.
No.
And so the goal of this is twofold. One is to protect species. And the other is to protect the atmosphere, to reduce carbon in the atmosphere.
Right.
Now, both of those goals can be achieved with people driving on trails.
Absolutely.
And with hunters hunting and fishermen fishing.
Right.
Now, believe it or not, most people don't realize that hunters are the most conscious of species.
Conservationists
out there. Like,
yes.
More than anyone, because
wants to destroy a species.
They want there to be future hunting.
Wants to pass it on to their children and their grandchildren.
They want there to be hunting next season. They don't want to kill them all.
Yep.
Absolutely. Like, you put those guys in charge, and that will be the best thing that happens.
That way in California.
Well, I was born and raised with a shotgun
commission.
In my hand.
What's that?
It's the Fish and Game Commission.
Right.
It's the Fish and Wildlife Agency.
They've never fished and never hunted. I'll bet
you. You know why they didn't change the name of Fish and Game Commission? It's because it's in the state constitution.
Right.
And it's hard to change the constitution. They'll find a way to do it, but for now, it's fish and game. So there's a bill, and as it moves through, we want to look at how they define protect. And so I hope your office will help us to allow off-roading to continue in these areas that they want to protect, that we don't create them as wilderness.
Well, you know, that's my, where I come
from. Key goal,
So one of the arguments against this bill is, in the state of California, I think the number is 51%. So in California, 51% of all land is already owned by some kind of government agency or another, federal, state, local. A lot of the fishing and marine reserves, we've already protected a lot of our coastline offshore. Mm-hmm. Even here in San Diego, some of the best fishing places are now closed because they're marine preserves.
Yep.
And that's fine, if it's actually doing what it's supposed to be and protecting those species, and then they migrate out of there so that we have the opportunity to, fish and chase them. That's one thing. But if we're shutting it all down to close access to the public, I can't support that, and I won't support that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we appreciate your help. And our organization, we know your office, your staff, and we're going to follow this bill as it goes. And if we don't get satisfaction, we'll talk to your people, and we'll work on that. Okay, there's another bill that we care about. It is SB 799. This is by Glazier, and it's about
Carnegie.
State Vehicular Recreation Area. And this is, I think, the third time he's carried it. And then Alan had a part of it the year before, where they want to close off, they want the state to sell part of Carnegie SVRA.
So what it is right now, from my understanding, is it's part of Carnegie that's not developed and is currently closed.
I toured it a couple years ago with the superintendent.
Right, and it's closed. It's not open.
It's not open for use. There's a dirt road that goes around it. It's actually more square footage than the actual park.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So it's a big area.
It's in the Bay Area, which is kind of unique in itself.
It's halfway from Modesto to San Francisco.
Right. So I haven't had a chance to tour it yet. I should get up there and tour it. But, the locals there, it's mostly political and a misunderstanding of the off-road community that the Bay Area residents you know, they kind of, you know, they thought, you know, they looked down their nose at us, right? You know, so
absolutely.
We're,
and you know how this whole bill came about is a guy that lives right next to the park. He actually has an easement and he can drive across the park and not have to pay an entry fee or anything. He hates it. And he has initiated a number of lawsuits. I mean, like 8 or 10 lawsuits against the park, various things he finds. The really funny thing is that his father sold the land for this expansion to the state 20 years ago.
Well, so he's mad he didn't get his inheritance.
That's a funny way of putting it.
I'm not saying that factually, but it's just rhetorical.
But it is funny that, you know, maybe that's, who knows?
I don't want the AP to report out of your program when they listen to it that
oh
I said.
Oh my God, Brian Jones said this.
Yeah.
And this guy's a trial attorney. He understands the legal system very well. So he has money and he has a lot of knowledge. Right. So he went to the state senator. Who knows what he did with the campaign account.
Right.
Oh, we're running out of time?
See what happens?
Oh, my God. Everyone's waving at me.
Aren't you glad you're on for 2 hours today?
If I was on by myself, I think that window behind me would break.
No, see, now
stop talking.
Now you know why I do 5 hours of radio every Sunday. There's never enough time.
It flies by.
I don't know how anybody could do a one-hour show, but, hey, we're going to take a quick break because this is SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
By the way, folks, just heard Rod Luck has passed away from cancer. Hearts go out to him and his family. If you're an old KUSI Rod Luck fan, you'll know exactly what we were talking about. Very sad day. Boy, they're just going like gangbusters lately.
Unfortunately.
But anyway, we got a very special... Oh, is anything PRMI Mortgage?
Yeah, Chris Wiley. This broadcast is brought to you by PRMI, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. Chris Wiley out in Alpine. If you're looking to have your home refinanced, you're looking to buy a home, why don't you give him a call? He'll help you out. Chris Wiley at 619-722-1303. 619-722-1303. Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc.
Cool. All right, we got a very special guest in the house.
Yes, Senator Brian Jones is still with us. We're sitting here talking about legislative bills that we've got.
You haven't kicked me out yet. That's good.
Yeah.
You stay as long as you like.
We like having you here.
Think
you're the greatest. Because
you just keep beating up on him with all your bills.
Every year, these people bring us nothing but trouble up there. There's like, I don't know, 5 or 10 bills Brian brings and a few other good ones, and then the rest is just a big train wreck.
That was one good thing about COVID. It was the least amount of legislation since 1911.
Really?
Wow.
Legislative damage.
That's crazy.
Well, that's good.
And just for the listeners' edification, the fewer bills, the better.
The fewer bills, the better.
I agree.
We keep reinventing the wheel.
They do all these crazy, we're going to start a new program. It's going to do this and this and this. It's going to cost all this money, and we're going to lose rights. They're going to have all this staff. Like, what do you? And that doesn't do anything
for
us.
We need to have a competition. Right now, the competition in the building is who can pass the most laws, right? And, you know, regardless of if they're good or bad, we need to have a competition. Okay, you can pass a law, but you have to eliminate something rather than start something.
Yes.
And I love that kind of competition.
Isn't that the gun roster? If you bring one gun in, you have to take two. Right. I think two out.
Yeah.
They misunderstood Trump's logic on that when he was talking about regulations.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that doesn't really apply to the gun roster.
No. That's just like voting rights, but we won't even get into that.
Yeah.
So what your next one, son?
Oh, well, thank you. So that's the one we really hate, this SB 799. To reiterate what we're talking about for new listeners, this is Carnegie Bill.
It's a bill to sell the property. Now, the good thing about the bill, if there is a good thing, is the profit goes to the OHV
Yeah, but they want it. But the whole thing that they did about it is he doesn't want it now at this level. He wants it at the level of 20 years ago when his dad.
So we
were fighting against that too. So even though he wants the money,
what is it for?
It's for the state to sell off Carnegie SVRA, portions of Carnegie SVRA. They refer to it as
they call it Tesla Park.
I don't even know how they call it. It's never been a park. It was never open for them. It was never
expansion area.
So why is it referred to as that? It's never been a park.
It was private property, and then the state used off-road money to buy it to expand a state off-road area.
Right. And yet
it's very frustrating. And this guy is smart. Who lives up above it?
Yeah,
and he is trying to get it out of the being an off-road park.
Right.
So what chaps my high too for Carnegie?
You know, maybe we should just buy his house. It'd make a nice.
I think so.
I don't know if he'd ever give it up.
Now you're talking. You know, 2 years ago, this bill got all the way through. Almost identical bill got all the way
again,
through.
I'm just kidding. I don't want the AP to quote me as saying
the Assembly and the Senate. This bill got all the way through. And it went to Newsom, and Newsom vetoed it.
It was huge for that to happen. I'm not kidding.
Right. Our group, our lobbyists, we sent a letter in.
Right.
But I think he talked to State Parks, his agency, and he said, what do you guys think about
the
this?
The agency has a lot to do with this.
Well, they have to manage it. So they said, hey, you know, this is a bad bill. Please veto it.
And they're not the enemy. No. People need to know they're not
Parks?
The enemy. Yeah.
Oh, no, Parks is not. Absolutely. No,
Parks is a great agency.
No, the Parks is with us.
They get it.
Yeah.
They're out there. They're in the field.
They're trying to save Pismo Beach, Oceana Dunes. They're trying.
Yes, they are.
Their back is against the wall.
Right.
Three government agencies are trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have the air pollution people.
Yep.
They have the fish and wildlife, both state and federal. And then they have the Coastal Commission.
Right.
All three of them are beating. I mean, poor, what's her name? The new
Miggins, Sarah Miggins, Higgins.
Yeah, poor Sarah Higgins, who just took over the off-road vehicle.
A meeting yesterday with Sarah Higgins? I'm sorry, not yesterday, Friday. Didn't you get to join in on the off-highway motor vehicle?
Yeah, I wasn't part of the collaborative. I was just doing a presentation.
You did a presentation for the commission.
I actually don't even know who all was on that call.
Okay.
It was at the OHV commission.
Yes. So.
Presenting a presentation for their 50th anniversary.
Oh.
So yes, I was. Okay.
I was on portions of that meeting. I was at work and I'd go in my office and I'd watch for a while. So I didn't get to see that part.
But you missed the best part.
Darn.
I think it's taped.
Yeah. I might be able to watch
it
back.
Yeah, they do tape them. They do post them up.
I had my motorcycle in my driveway, my Jeep. Yeah. I had the whole thing staged so everybody could see that I really do get my vehicles dirty.
And he did ride in on a motorcycle, folks. I'm here to tell you.
I love it. But that, having you do a presentation, having you partake in that meeting, even if it was just for the 50th anniversary of them, having you active with that is huge.
Right.
Seeing that you are and a part of it, because I know that meeting on Friday was a big meeting. They're going through letters that they need for different, either letters of support or letters against different actions. I know a big one was the California Coastal Commission for the Friends of Oceana Dunes, the Public Works Plan and how that played out.
So the OHV Commission is writing a letter to the California Coastal Commission explaining their position on Oceana Dunes.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they want the park to stay open for off-road vehicle use. I was very impressed with their letter.
And the other thing, so on that note, and what you were saying earlier, is we need to get some of the coastal commissioners down there and take a tour on.
That would make a big difference.
One of those, it'd make
that
a huge
would be
difference.
Absolutely amazing.
There's a difference between the coastal commission and the coastal commission staff.
A big difference.
The staff, they work for the coastal commission.
Right.
And there's a lot of California coast. There's a lot of projects going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So they have these people who are doing work.
Right.
Well, then. The commissioners are appointed by the governor,
right?
And they make the big decisions.
That they do.
So
they almost always follow staff recommendation.
Almost always. Last year they didn't.
Yeah.
So the staff wants to phase out off-road vehicle use in Oceana Dunes.
1 minute, Ed.
I got three minutes.
They want to phase out off-road vehicle use within 5 years.
Right.
That they've written that down. They've stated that. So last year they said that. Before a meeting, And the Coastal Commission voted it down and said, we're going to let state parks move forward with their public works plan. And we're going to see how that plan goes. And then we're going to look at it.
Right.
So the Coastal Commission is looking at the public works plan March 18th in a meeting. It's a big meeting. It's going to be very important. The letter that the California, the OHV commission sent, it's their position on Oceano Dunes. So it went to the Coastal Commission. So they'll know what
right.
the people who really care about it, who are in charge of it, think about it. So this meeting, March 18th, is a big deal to
Good.
Us.
Yeah,
yeah, especially because the public works plan just came out and said that they want to phase out OHV completely.
Right.
So it's the... Well, 5-year plan.
No, that, I think the community that, down
the
there.
Public, the public works plan came from state parks, and they don't want to phase out off-roading.
The community down there is also kind of fired up about this because it's an economic impact
on
them.
It's a huge economic engine for that area.
Right.
So I looked up visitorship in state parks, particularly with an eye on Oceano Dunes. There's 280 state parks. The last official count, number 11 was Oceano Dunes,
right.
with over 1.3 million visits.
Isn't that amazing? That's amazing.
And they want to eliminate
it's not
that.
A very right. big place.
Right. Yeah.
But you know what happens
visitors,
there?
That's huge.
People who live in the Central Valley of California,
right.
like farming type mm-hmm. of people and workers, they want to go somewhere in the summer where it's not 110 degrees.
Exactly.
Right. And so they go to Oceano Dunes and they go to the beach and they have a great experience.
$10 right? a night.
Well, one of the things I want to remind, or I'm sure I don't need to remind Ed, he probably remembers, but when I was running for the assembly originally and I was meeting with SDORC, one of the things I said is, it's fine that you have a lobbyist, but you may not need it because I'm going to be the best off-road lobbyist there's ever been. And hopefully I've lived up to that. And
you've been, I don't know how long, 10 years
more,
you've been in?
We got a couple more
years
to go and yeah. one more term in the Senate. And
I mean, and, I can say that our organization has worked with Brian's staff in the Assembly and in the Senate.
Yep.
And whenever something comes up, I contact his staff and I say, hey, they want to do this or that. Here's what I think. And his staff, they take our feelings and they bolster it. They put it in action what right. we're thinking. I mean,
all the more reason to become a member of SDORC because we work with the state senators, the assemblymen, and everybody involved.
That's
become
right.
a member.
John signed up as a member of SDORC.
Absolutely.
Yes,
John did,
You got to talk the talk and walk the walk. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. You're more than welcome to stay for another hour. It's totally up to you. You're staying. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.